The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, with Europe extending the deadline for the complete phasing out of petrol and diesel cars, and with Donald Trump backing combustion cars by dropping the subsidies off EVs and by the imposition of massive tariffs on price-competitive Chinese EVs, you might be wondering which way to go in purchasing a new car. Range anxiety is often quoted by critics of EVs, but with new battery technologies coming, that may soon be a thing of the past. But what new models can we expect on the market here this year? Will you go petrol or hybrid or even stick with diesel? I'm joined by Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we'll talk about all these new models which you've looked at, and there are dozens and dozens of new cars.
We don't have enough time, Pat.
We don't have enough time. But some of the other headlines in motoring this morning, first of all, the no-shows have been enumerated. 9,000 no-shows for the driving test.
Yeah, two interesting things about the driving test. That 10-week deadline, do you remember that the waiting list seems to have gone up quite a lot in urban areas. So it's not, you know, if you are really urgently waiting for a driving test, I'd say shop around, because there's very big differences between some of the test centres. No-shows continue to be a problem. We've spoke about this in the past, Pat. One of the solutions to this surely is that you put people on a waiting list, a 24-hour waiting list. There's lots of people out there who would literally drop everything for a driving test. But also, currently, you have to give 10 days notice if you want to cancel a driving test in order to get your fee back. If you're 6 days out and you realise, do you know what, I'm not going to make it, if you're not going to get your money back, are you really going to bother cancelling?
You're not going to bother cancelling.
Exactly.
So, simple remedies to at least reduce that 9,000 number to something more acceptable.
Because when people are waiting, those 9,000 are taking up a space for somebody else.
Now, the other story, which is, again, we repeat and repeat and repeat, e-scooters require more regulation.
Yeah, so there apparently the regulations are being reviewed in the next few weeks. Apparently they are going to stop short of registering them, or the need for registration. I think mainly because it could be quite a cumbersome thing to do, because they legally define them as a new category. They define them very close to bikes, so they didn't need all of these things. If they reclassify them now, that's going to cause more issues, and it's going to take longer. But
if you're whacked by a car or by a motorbike, you can, if you survive, you can sue, and the insurance company will pay. If you're whacked by an e-scooter, what are you going to do? Are you covered by the household insurance of the person? And what if they don't have household insurance?
And the chances are you may not even know who hit you. I mean, it is quite possible you'd have some sort of a collision where the e-scooter person would think, gosh, they're grand, and keep going. So, yeah, there's huge questions like that. They are registered in some European countries like Germany. So I think, particularly, I think the biggest issue at the moment is that report by the Paediatrics Association about the fact that it's now the biggest cause of brain injury in young people. So, I mean, something has to be done. But I mean, the issue there is they're not even supposed to be used by under 16-year-olds. So there's big enforcement issue as well. So a lot of issues around e-scooters and safety at the moment.
Now, you have a whole list of new models that are coming to us in 2026. We'll start with the A's. The Alpine, which is a Renault brand.
Yeah, the Alpine A390 is the latest to arrive. This is going to be very niche, Pat. It competes with the likes of the Porsche Macan. It's a coupe. It's basically a sports car, but it's quite practical as well. Now, this follows, remember, we had the A110 and we had the A290 launched last year. So we will see that at some stage during the year. As I said, it's
a supercar,
price-wise,
really,
it's about 80,000-85,000 is what they're saying. They haven't confirmed it. So yeah, it's going to be expensive and niche.
BMW iX3. Now, this is not a replacement for the old i3, which is, what, 11 years old now, no longer made.
I'll get back to that one in a minute, but go on,
okay.
Yes.
Off you go. Tell me about the iX3.
The iX3 is here in March 2026. The big news about this is the 805 WLTP range, which is extraordinary.
And this now, you
is
won't
the
get
year
that, but you'll get
ranges.
700 probably, wouldn't you?
You probably will. And even if you put it on a motorway, you'd probably get 650, which means you're going to Cork and back comfortably and still, you know, still not having to panic charge. It's part of a whole new look, what they're called, the Neue Klasse. Say whole new architecture. It will define the next generation of BMWs. Speaking of the i3, there will be an i3 at the end of the year that we'll see, but it won't be the old i3. It'll be a 3 Series saloon replacement, an electric version of that. It will have the same architecture, the same battery and everything, but it'll probably have more range because it's lighter and smaller. So we can expect an exceptional range for that. Probably only going to see it this year. It'll be a 2027 car, but that's coming. Remember, there was There's an electric iX5 on the way as well. And we will at some stage, probably 2027, 2028, see the hydrogen version of that. So that's where BMW are going at the moment.
BMW very busy with the Neue Klasse, which literally means new class.
Yeah.
The BYD brand is active as well.
Yeah, now they have an Atto 2 coming. Interestingly, this is available as an electric and a hybrid, but there's only talk of the hybrid coming to Ireland. BYD are very much positioning themselves as both an electric and a hybrid brand at the moment. So we'll see more hybrids coming from them. There will be an updated Atto 3 later in the year as well. And the CL6, again, it's a hybrid, is coming from them. So that's what's a lot coming from BYD.
A name we haven't seen in a while on Irish roads, the Cadillac.
Yeah, when exactly we'll see it, I'm not 100% sure. So they have an SUV. These are going to be expensive as well. The Lyric, it'll be sold through one Dublin EV dealership. But obviously, we'll see more dealers. We still have to wait to see exactly what pricing will be like and when we can expect them. But they're coming this year. So that's new to the market.
Now, there's a Citroën C5 Aircross coming. There's also a Grand Panda.
A Grand Panda, yes. I mean, can you do anything wrong with the Panda? So if you make it slightly bigger, surely you make it better. This has been knocking around for a long time, but hasn't yet come to Ireland. It is coming this year. Now, it's available on various different markets in petrol, hybrid and electric. At the moment, all Fiat are talking about in Ireland is the electric version. Whether we'll see other versions, I'm not 100% sure. It basically is very close to the likes of the Citroën C3, the Opel Frontera, so the Stellantis house, it's very much in keeping with that. But it looks great, so hopefully it'll drive as good as it looks.
Now, we remember Jag stopped making cars and said, we're going to reinvent ourselves starting now. The first model's about to come.
Yeah, they had a break last year. They were on a break last year. So yeah. 2024, you remember, they said, right, that's it. They launched to a lot of derision, if you remember, and basically broke the internet when they had their Type 00 concept car. We now will see that at the end of the year evolve into a GT four-door coupe. I would have thought high-end, luxury end of the market. Yeah. There has been a few journalists who have managed to drive it or drive a camouflage version of it. And they say it's actually going to be really, really nice and unmistakably Jaguar, which is interesting. So we'll see what happens. But it's a long time. We've waited a long time to see a Jag now.
There's a new Jeep Compass. And looking at Kia, they continue apace because they're very successful in this jurisdiction.
Hugely successful. If you remember last year, they launched the EV3 and in 1 year it managed to become, I think it was the third best-selling car by the end of the year. Like, it literally came from nowhere. So now they have just launched the EV5, which is basically an electric Kia Sportage. If that has been a hugely successful car for them. I'm sure they wanted to continue to be successful, so they probably don't want me to call it the electric Sportage. But if you're looking for an electric version in that size, that is an option. It has a range of 530, and I drove it before Christmas. It is actually really, really nice. Next up, we'll see the EV2. This is a Hyundai Inster competitor.
Okay.
Again, a very affordable, we would imagine, car. It's coming in the spring. Haven't announced prices yet, but it'll make huge inroads, I'd imagine, in Irish car sales.
Now, you mentioned the Opel Frontera, which is back. CX-5 from Mazda back. I'm just looking at some of the headline grabbers. The Volkswagen ID Polo. So
yes.
They haven't given it a number. They've kept the name.
Yes, they went back to the old nameplate. Now, we will see an updated Polo as well. So, but yeah, the big thing about this that people are making a big song and dance about is the fact that there's actual real buttons in the cabin. But we're going to see that anyway, Pat, because the Euro NCAP have come out and said we will not give a 5-star rating unless you have physical buttons for key functions.
I mean,
functions.
If you're trying to fiddle with the ventilation on the touchscreen, no matter whether it's high end or low end, it's tedious and difficult and also takes your eyes off the road.
Yeah, and it's not even just fiddling. It's the layers of menus you have to go through. Like the EX6 or the EX30 is particularly bad for that. Even changing, opening the glove compartment requires the touchscreen. Changing the mirrors. I know you're not going to be doing that when you're driving, but these are all things that could actually be done with just a button. So that's the big news for Volvo or for Volkswagen. Volvo obviously have the EX60 coming. That's going to be actually revealed to the public on the 21st of January. Hugely important car for them because the XC60 was such a big car. And also the Mercedes CLA in terms of range, the EX60 has, it's promising
810. Wow.
And the CLA Mercedes is promising 792. So we are finally getting to the stage, Pat, where, you know, people won't bat an eyelid when you say, yeah, the range on my electric car is 800.
There's a Tesla which has good range, good value.
Yes,
even
they have
Musk
launched,
is doing his best to destroy the brand. grand. But
well, single-handedly, yes. The most affordable car yet, the Model 3 Standard, starts at 38,990. That is really, really good value. And just one other thing worth mentioning, Toyota have a CHR Plus. Now, it is totally different from the CHR. So if you hear the name, you think, oh, it's just an electric CHR. No, it's bigger and it's much bigger, longer, everything. It features a 77 kilowatt battery, so 609 kilometres in range is what they're looking at.
And there'll be a Renault 4, which I have great affection for the old Renault 4. The E-Tech is coming.
Had it before Christmas. It's a lovely car. I still prefer the Renault 5, but the Renault 4 is more practical. But yeah, it's lovely. It's the same retro look.
Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.